we remember. As Christians, we remember. Anytime we come to this table, it is so meaningful and rich and emotional for me. The symbol for believers in Christ is not a flag, and it's really not even the cross, but it is this memorial table. Jesus told his apostles, as often as you do this, remember me. Jesus took the bread, and the bread became a symbol. Jesus was wounded for your transgressions, was bruised for your iniquity, and was chastised for your peace. This morning in your home, as you take that bread, or maybe it's a cracker or a cookie, that doesn't matter. It's when you take that symbol on this day, remember that it was by His stripes that you are healed. A symbol. Likewise, Jesus took the cup, and the cup becomes a symbol of that supreme sacrifice for us. The cup reminds us that without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness for sin. The cup reminds us that everlasting and eternal life can only be offered by the death, the atoning, sacrificial, redeeming death of the perfect Lamb of God, Jesus. And yes, the cup reminds us that we all deserve death. We're the ones who sinned. We broke that relationship by our sin nature. God didn't leave us. We separated from God, and a great chasm results, and we had a broken relationship with God, and we should have paid the price for our sin, but God so loved that He gave His Son to die as our Redeemer for our sin. He took our place. Tomorrow, Memorial Day, remember our fallen soldiers. But today, right now, remember our precious Savior. I have not been on Facebook for over a year and a half, but when this pandemic started and I realized we would need to do a live streaming, suddenly I got back on Facebook, and after several months now, I remember why I got off Facebook, but every once in a while, you see something that catches your eye, and yesterday was one of those. One of my pastor friends, he's recently retired. He was pastor at the First Baptist Church of College Station. Then he pastored in First Baptist Church in Brownwood. I want to read what he said on Facebook yesterday. He said, "Monday is Memorial Day, and it's also my dad's birthday." Rodney said, "My dad would be 99. He was kind of old school about taps and flags on coffins. To him, those honors were reserved for soldiers who died in battle, at least while serving their country. Everyone else," he said, "was simply doing their duty." In the last days, he consented to a flag on his coffin when Mother told him how much a casket spray would cost. "I've been asked numerous times to play taps on Memorial Day observances held by the VFW at cemeteries in towns where I lived and pastored. Recently, I played where my father was buried. And as I played taps, I also saw next to my father's grave was Uncle Merle, a World War II veteran, and Uncle Luther, a Navy man as well. Now listen, I am grateful for Dad's service and for the love of country he taught me, but he also taught me that I have a higher loyalty that comes even ahead of country, and the two are never to be confused or even intermingled. That, of course, is my love for God and for His kingdom. Dad taught me to follow Jesus, and that comes first. Monday, I will once again play taps at 3 p.m. to honor all of our vets. But I know my dad will say from heaven, "That's real nice, Rodney. Now play Amazing Grace, because that's the only one we sing in heaven." Memorial Day weekend, a time to remember. And this day, a time to remember Jesus. The Apostle Paul, in writing to the church at Corinth about this very observance, said these words, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and said, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves." Let us prepare our heart. Examine your soul. And then all of us, regardless of where we've been or what we've done or who we are, we come to the table.